It just looked like an old mill. Sorry, an old haunted mill, said Archie with a chuckle. Liam figured the artifact was somewhere in the old man's attic. Oh yeah, sure, let's just, you know, knock on the front door. Hello, Mr. Creepy. Mind if we mosey on up to your attic for a look-see? Gwen said sarcastically. Gwen was always good at pointing out the flaws in their plans. But what he really needed were legitimate ideas. Time was short, and if Mr. Creepy found that chalice first, it could mean the end of the order.
Laura Turner picked up her phone and called the only person she knew she could trust with what she had just discovered. Dad, can you come to the lab? No, I'm fine. It's just, well, I think you should just come. She hung up the phone and sat back down and stared into her microscope, hoping that her eyes had just been playing tricks on her. Yes, that's what it had been, a trick of the eyes. Because perfectly healthy men don't walk in to give blood, develop an unknown blood disease, and die within an hour. Just then, she heard the unmistakable sounds of footsteps coming down the stairs to the basement. She had just spoken to her father not 5 minutes prior. There's no way it could be him already. Dad? No answer. Dad, is that you?
Nestor thought it was a fine day for a short flight to Owl Yard Station, and Pepper was his favorite flying partner. I sure hope Mr. Chirpkins is working at the library today, said Nestor as he flew in and out of the spring leaves, enjoying every dip and swoop he made. Pepper was older and wiser than her brother, or so she always says. Spencer Knutson is going to be very cranky if you fly into his house again because you underestimated your wingspan, Pepper warned. She pretended she was always annoyed by her little brother's behavior, but really, she quite envied his sense of adventure. Unknowingly, today would be the greatest adventure of their young lives.
The whistle of the train broke their reverie, and it was time for a final goodbye. As Stephen boarded the train, he looked back at Julia and said with a devious smile, I never said I was an expert at fixing roofs. You never know. It may need a new patch this fall. And with that, he gave her a wink, blew a kiss, and entered the train.